requested that we continue what we were speaking about last week. In terms of, if you remember, the past 2 weeks, what we've been discussing is the issue of brain death in halacha, what constitutes death. And one of the major tshuvas in that discussion was a tshuva penned by the Chassam Sofer in response to the Maariv Chayyus. Now, if you remember, the shaila posed by the Maariv Chayyus was not a question about death, it wasn't a question about kvura. The Chassam Sofer's response involved that whole conversation. But what was the actual question that he dealt with? The question was that he wanted to know if a Cohen that was a doctor was able to go into the room of a Goyseis and hopefully be able to improve the health. Or would there be a problem because, generally speaking, a Cohen is not allowed to be in the room not only of a dead body, but even of a Goyseis before the life expires. So that was the question being dealt with. So someone suggested that we just continue that theme and take the tshuva from that angle about whether a Kohen could be a doctor in general, whether this is something suggested, whether this is advised, if there's a way to do it halachically. So we will do so, and we will eventually, hopefully, get to a tshuva written by Reb David Zvi Hafman, the Melamed Lahoyel, and maybe discuss a little bit about his biography, although we might not get there until next week. So we'll see where this takes us. But let's start again with Mar Malkum number one, and that is the tshuva, part of which we read last week, the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, but we focused on a different aspect. So now we'll focus on this aspect of a Kohen at being a doctor. Mikol Malkum, says the Chassam Sofer. So the question was, could a Kohen come in to this Goseis? And says the Chassam Sofer, after arguing his many different sides of the question, he says, Mikol Malkum, Pasha Yoser Mibaya Kechutcha, even according to the poskim that say that a kohen's not allowed to enter the room or the home where there's a goseis, mikra lachelo kidas habach yeredeya. And Shulchan Aruch, we see, ubenazir mem gimel, mikom makom, mishum pikuach nefesh, sharia. So Chassam Sofer says, everything that I've been saying, everything that I've been arguing with the Maariv Chayyus until now is all true. This is all assuming that we're not talking about a situation of pikuach nefesh, because if we're talking about pikuach nefesh, so pikuach nefesh, as we know, is doicha everything. And of course, if there's a chance that this doctor is going to be able to save the life of the goseis, so then of course, if there's a chance he's even going to be able to extend his life, then we will for sure let it. It's just a question of determining whether the goseis has been nifter already or not, so then the Chassam Sofer says no. But if there's any chance of pikuach nefesh, of course we're going to let him in. So question number one, last week when it was raised that perhaps we should discuss this, the first response was, what do you mean, pikuach nefesh? Why would a Kohen not be able to go to medical school and become a doctor? It's pikuach nefesh. So Rav Moshe Feinstein was presented with such an argument that he rejects it vehemently. He says Rav Moshe Feinstein, number two, kohanim imutaram lilmod refuah. That's the topic of the tshuva. Be'ezes Hashem Yisbarach, Yotez Tamos, Malas Kodi Yedidi Harav Hagon, Mefursim Rishimit Schwab. So this is a tshuva written to Rav Schwab, the Rav of Breuers, the famous Rav of Breuers, and it was after a lot of controversy about this issue had been going on because of specific things that had been written, and Rav Shimon Schwab tried to put an end to it, and he said, we're going to go to the Gadol Ador, we'll go to Rav Moshe, and we'll ask him to write a tshuva. Rav Moshe was hesitant to write a tshuva, as we'll see. It's so obvious to me that a Kohen is also to be Matam Lemes. Umufursim ze bechol ha'olam. It's so famous. Asher came Pashiru Baruch Shafilim Yavoa Gedoli Oilam Vyomu Lahakel. Ain't Shavalahan. Damatzino Biyavamash Afahachra Loinishma Afudaydan. Ramesha basically tells him, I don't know why you're asking to write a tshuva. This is such an obvious psak. And even if there were all sorts of heterim going around, it doesn't matter who comes and says the heter. At the end of the day, a Kohen is not allowed to become Tameh. Involved, when a Kohen goes to medical school, obviously part of the process is going to have to be Tameh to cadavers. So it is also, he says, I don't even know why you're asking me to write a tshuva. Abba Asher, Kvod Yedidi, Chazak Alay, Ve'ula Yesh B'vnei Kehilasenu, Od Kohanim, She'achrei She'kvar Achadim, Pirtzu Kedushas HaKohuna, Nasa Gam Lahem Eter. But since you're forcing me, and you keep telling me, you're pressing me to write a tshuva, and you're nervous that people are going to do it, so I'll write you a tshuva. So he continues to go on, skip down to the underlying part, says Rav Moshe, Avomatir mitzad acher de bikuach nefesh. There are those that want to permit it because they say it's bikuach nefesh. V'zehu shtos vehevel. I've never heard such a thing, such a ridiculous thing. Shaloi nitan libardas loimer klal. It's not even a possibility for anyone to present such an approach. Afim lo ha'yushum roifei be'oilam. Even if there were no doctors in the world, lekachiyav mitzad pikuach nefashos lilmoid chachas harefua, there still wouldn't be a chiyav to become a doctor. The chiyav to pikuach nefesh ikal lechol adam sheyatzu chavera b'mashayachol. The chiyav of pikuach nefesh, as Rami said, is that when you're presented with a person who is in a dangerous situation and you have the ability to save him, so then you are chayav to save his life. But I am not mechuyav to go out and learn a specific thing and become a person who will be worthy, who will be able to save someone's life. I'm not mechuyav to go and join Hatzalah and to learn how to be part of Hatzalah so that I could save people's life. It's a nice thing to do, it's a tremendous chesed, but that's not the chiyav of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is, if I know how to save his life right now, and there's someone whose life is in danger, I save it. But I'm not mechuyav to become a doctor, I'm not mechuyav to join Hatzalah or anything of the above. So says Rav Moshe, to argue that a person's allowed to go to medical school, even though he's going to be oivir isurim because of that, of the potential pikuach nefesh that will result, that he says is a very weak argument, and he says it's not legitimate. So the first argument of pikuach nefesh is not something we could stand on. So let's begin to analyze the sugya a little bit more in depth and try to see if there's any room to, there's any wiggle room in this iser, any wiggle room in this shaila of a Kohen going to medical school where he will have to perform procedures on dead bodies. So the discussion really begins, once we get past the pikuach nefesh part of the shaila, the discussion really begins with the shita of the raiva. And this is something which the Chassam Sofer, in that very tshuva, entertains as well, because if you remember, much of the shaila is similar. We want to get a Kohen to come in to deal with this gosek. So many of the issues will overlap. So the first question was, is there a question of pikuach nefesh? Chassam Sofer says, if yes, of course you can be over the iser. In our case, there's no shaila of pikuach nefesh, so it's not going to be helpful. What's the next question? So says the Chassam Sofer, our makom number 3. Umashe kosa b'sof devara. What you, the Maariv Chiyus, wrote at the end of your shaila, dila haraivid, according to the shita of the Raivin, Kohanim bizman hazeh eina muzharim al hatoma kevan shekulanu tamei mesim. So Chassam Sofer calls the shita of the Raivin. What's the shita of the Raivin? We'll take a deeper look at it in a minute. But Chassam Sofer says it seems to be the shita of the Raivin that Kohanim are not obligated to refrain from being mitamei bizman hazeh. Since all Kohanim bizman hazeh are Tamei Meis anyway, at some point or another they probably became Tamei Meis, and no one's Makbid on Tumav Meis in bizman hazeh anyway, and there's no Efer Apara, so they're all Tamei Meis. So the Raivid holds, since the Kohanim are Tamei Meis anyway, there's no Isser for the Tekoyen to come in contact with a dead body. Where does the Raivid get this from? So let's take a look at the sources. Look at Mar Makom number 4. The Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe emor al kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta aleihem l'nefesh lo yitama ve'amav. The simple iser of a kohen becoming tamei to a tamei meis, to a dead body. Ki im, what are the exceptions? L'she'ero akarov ilav l'imo u'le'ovim livno u'levito u'le'achiv u'le'achosa abasula akroiv ilav v'shelo haisa l'ish lo yitama. So barring these exceptions, these family members, a kohen can't become tamei. Tamei meis. So says the Gemara in Mar Makom number 5, the Gemara in Maseches Nazir says as follows: Kohen shahayu lo meis munach al ktseifo. Let's say a kohen, for whatever reason, has a dead body. He's schlepping a dead body. Let's say it was a meis mitzvah, whatever it may be. He's schlepping a dead body. He's holding a dead body right now. Vehoshitu lo meiso umeis acher v'noga bo. And now they give him another mace, and he touches the other mace. Yochel yehechayim, you're going to say that he's chayim for touching that second mace. He's already tamei mace from the first mace that he's carrying on his shoulder. Now he touches another mace, he's going to become chayim, says the Gemara, Talmud loymar v'lo yichalem. comes the pasuk and says, "V'lo yichalel," he should not become desecrated by becoming tamei. B'misha eino mechulal. Who is the iser on? The iser on someone who isn't mechulal right now. Someone who is tahor right now. Yotza zeh, that's coming to exclude shehu mechulal v'omer. Coming to exclude someone who is already tamei mei. Someone who is already mechulal. Amr lei v'tikshu l'cha masnisin. What about our mishnah? Ditznan hayu mitami l'meisim. Kol hayom eino chayiv ela achas. Amru lo al titame chayiv al kol achas v'achas. What are you going to do with our Mishnah in Maseches Nazir, where the Mishnah says that if you get hasra prior to every negiyah, every touching of the mace, then you're going to get punished for every single touching. There it sounds like he is already tame. He touches again, he gets another chayiv malchus. He touches again, another chayiv malchus. So says the Gemara, v'amai, why is he going to be chayiv on each one? He's already tamim. Elakashia adadi lo kasha kan bichiburin kan shaloi bichiburin. The key words of the sugya. Kan bichiburin kan lo bichibur. So the Gemara basically is dealing with the following shaila. This iser of a koyin becoming tamei mix, is that usur for a koyin that is tahor and to become tamei that is usur or no? Even a Kohen that is Tame already, for him to become Tame again, Tame Mace again, by coming into contact once again with a Mace, that is another Isser, even if he is Tame already. And the Gemara gives a cryptic Geder of Kan Bichiburin, Kan Shelo Bichiburin. So what does this mean? So we have to take a look at the Rambam and the Raivet, how they understand what this means. If a Kohen is Tame to a certain degree, is there another iser for him to come into contact with a mace again? So let's take a look at what the Rambam says in Maromakum number 6. Says the Rambam, Nazir shenitma lameis tuma shiva. A Nazir, again, the tuma, these halachas of the Rambam are in Hilchas Nazir, but the halachas of a Nazir parallel that of a Kohen, so we can learn from one out to the other. Says the Rambam, Nazir shenitma lameis tuma shiva. A Nazir who became tamei mace. He's tamei for 7 days. Beve tumas shehu migaleach ahen. Whether it's a tumah which is so severe that he has to shave, kemoshi yisbar. Beve tumas she'enu migaleach ahen. Whether less severe, harei zeh loikef. Becomes tamei meis, he has to, he gets malchus. That's the nozim. Skip down to halacha tezayin. Nitma lemeis, says the Rambam. Nitma lemeis pe'omim harbe. Let's say he became tamei meis many times. Even though he's chayiv v'dinei shemayim malchus al kol achas va'achas, in bezdin malkin also bezdin doesn't give him malchus, ella achas only gives him one set of malchus. Bim hisru bo al kol pam v'pam hu mitame loika al kol achas va'achas. But if he gets hasra for every time he becomes tamei, he gets malchus for every single one. So the Rambam is saying clearly that if a Kohen that's tamei touches a dead body, he gets malchus. He gets another hasra, and he touches a dead body, even though he didn't go to the mikvah, he didn't get efer para, so he's still tamei meis, but a minute later, he's mechayiv again for touching a dead body again. That's the Rambam shita. Take a look at halacha yitzayim, v'med dvar mamuru. When does this apply? B'shen nitma uperish. When he becomes tamei and separates himself. V'chazer v'noga oynasoi ol. And then he goes in and touches again. Avalim hayu nogeya b'meis. V'adayin hameis b'yada. But if he's touching the meis, and the meis is still in his hand. V'noga b'meis acher. And then with the other hand he touches another meis. Eino chayiv ela achas. Afal pisha hisu ba'akom negiya v'negiya. Sha'arei mechulo ve'omis. It says the Rambam, what does the Gemara mean? Mechulo ve'omis. You don't get another, you don't get punished. There's no iser for you to become tamei again. That's if you're still in the process of becoming tamei from one dead body. And then there's another reason that you become tamei because another dead body is touching, oh, passing by. You touch that dead body. So long as you still are becoming tamei from one, there's not going to be another iser from becoming tamei for the other. However, if you became tamei from one dead body, then you stop touching it. Now you become the tamei from another dead body. The Rambam will say every time you become tamei is another iser, and this is where the Raivid disagrees. Take a look at the Raivid. Still in Maromakum number 6, we see Hasagas Haraivid Nazir Shenitma Lemeis Tumas Shiva. A Nazir that became tamei meis. He quotes the Rambam. Only if he stopped the touching and he became tummy. Amar Avram. Says the Rabbi, the Kohanim nowadays, Tomei Meisim, they're all Tomei Meis. Ve'oid ein aleim chiv tuma v'mechayi v'isam olav lahavi raya. Says the Ravid, a kohen bizman hazeh is already tamei meis. The kohen's already tamei meis. Says the Ravid, I paskin that there's no issur for him to become tamei again. So seems very good. The Ravid says there's no issur bizman hazeh for a kohen to come tamei. They no longer have to sit outside at the during the funerals. They could go to medical school, there's no problem whatsoever, because since we're all Tamei Meis, there's no problem at all for him becoming Tamei Meis once again. The Isser is to become Tamei Meis, if you are Tamei Meis, so there's no Isser to become Tamei Meis a second time. That seems to be the Shita of the Rav. This is what the Chassam Sofer was quoting when he was responding to the Maariv Chiyas and saying that you want to base a heter, you want to add as a sniff lahakel the sheet of the Ravid. We're having a whole discussion whether this Kohen doctor is allowed to go into the Goseis. So the Maariv Chiyas adds in, and by the way, don't forget about the Ravid that holds Bizman and said the whole thing's mutter to begin with. So that's also a sniff lahakel. We'll add that onto the pie and we'll give that. That is a reason why we could be make. So is there what to be somach on this sheet of the Ravid? So we clearly paskin, not like this Ravid. This Ravid is a Shitas Yochid. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, and none of the posts, the Ravid is a Shitas Yochid. All the Rishonim go against the Ravid, and we certainly wouldn't paskin directly like the Ravid. The question is if it could be used at all in constructing some sort of heter. So for now, we have to leave the Ravid on the side, but keep in mind that so far, everything, it seems to be a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. We pass on as the Rambam, but there is a Shita that holds that nowadays it's not a problem. So that's the Shita of the Ravid based on the Gemara over there in Meseches Nozer. Now let's turn our attention to a Gemara in Meseches Yevamos, which is going to help us chip away a little. It says the Gemara Meseches Yevamos, Mar Malkam number 7. Tanya, V'chein hoye Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Oimer, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said as follows, Kivrei oyvdei kechavim, Einan mitamin ba'ohel. The kever of a non-Jew is not mitamei ba'ohel. Now what are we talking about? At least in America, we're talking about rove of the dead bodies are goyim. For sure the cadavers that they're working on in medical school are goyim. So maybe we have something to work with over here. We're not talking about the bodies of Jews. And even if you are misukuk, you're not sure, we could probably go with rove and assume that the bodies are those of non-Jews. So are the bodies of non-Jews mitame to make it usher for a kohen? A very valid question. So the Gemara Yevamos tells us in the name of Shimon Bar Yochai, Kivrei oivdei kechavim eina mitamin be'oyim. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gives us halfway. He says, the body of oivdei kechavim is mitame. It is usher for a kohen to come into contact with the body of a oivdei kechavim, but it's not mitame be'oyim, because we know that a dead body is not only mitame through touching it. There are many ways that the dead body could transmit tumah. One of the ways is just by being in the same room. If you're under the same ohel, the same roof as that dead body, you become tumah. So comes from Shimon Bar Yochai and says, this added chiddush of tumas ohel doesn't apply to the body of a non-Jew. How does he know? Shenemar, v'etein tzoyni tzoy marisi odam atem. Atem kruyin odam, ve'ein ha'oyde kechavim kruyin odam. He learns from the pasuk that only Jews are considered to be odam. And the pasuk says, in the context of Thomas Oyel, odam ki yomuz ba'oyel. Who's odam? Atem kruyim odam, v'loy oyde kechavim kruyim odam. So, Tumas Oyel applies to Adam. Adam is referring to a Jew, not a non-Jew. So it seems from Shimon Bar Yochai says, Tumas Oyel you don't have to worry about when it comes to non-Jews. Now, this might help us or might not help us, depending on the different, I think, time. I think at this point, you can't get away without touching a cadaver, getting through medical or dental school without touching a cadaver. It seemed like, from the different articles that I read, there was a time, or at least in certain medical school, that they would be able to convince, whoever had to be convinced, the dean, I guess, that a person should be able to qualify just by observing. So this became a very valid question, because now I no longer want to touch. I don't have to be nervous about
touching the body, it's a non-Jewish body, but could I be in the same room? Could I be in the same lab? So now we get into Shaila of Tumas Oida. So let's see what the Gemara says. Okay, it's very good that you said that Oyte Kachavim are not Mitami when it comes to Tumas Oihel. But they still become tame, they still are mitame when it comes to touching that of a dead body or carrying a dead body. So again, the pshuto shel gemara, the pshat shot of the gemara is that a non-Jew is not mitame ba'oel, but is mitame through maga, through touching. So there are going to be three shitas in Rishonim on how to learn this gemara. Some are going to say, we paskin like the simple pshat in the Gemara. We paskin like the simple pshat in the Gemara, that is that a non-Jew is not metame bi'oihel. This was very relevant to many shayas. A lot of times a person wants to go to a museum, depending on which museum you're going to, it's a shayla of tumas oihel. If a kohen wants to go, tumas oihel of a non-Jew. So the question of tumas oihel of a non-Jew is a machlok to be shayla. There are those that paskin like this Gemara, straight up. They say, non-Jew, you don't have to be nervous about being mitami to Oyv Kachavim, as long as you don't touch, you're fine. There are those that say, no, we don't pass on like this Gemara, because there is a Manda Amr who argues and says that the Tumas Oyel even by Oyv De Kachavim, and that we'll see that are the two mainstream Shitas. Then there's one Shita we will see, the Shita of the Urayim, that goes even further. And he says that a Koyin doesn't have to worry about a non-Jew's body, whether it's Tumas Oyel, whether it's Tumas Maga, whether it's Tumas Masa, a non-Jew is totally mutter. He doesn't have to be nervous about anything. So the obvious question is, how could that be? It's against our Gemara. Our Gemara said clearly that to touch and to carry that of a non-Jew is awesome. Just Tumas Oyo, that's what's mutter. So how could the Urayim come and tell us right now that no, everything is mutter when it comes to a non-Jew? So let's see the three different sheets. First, let's take a look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam say in Mar Malkum number 8? V'cheinim nechnasel o'ol tamesh and nechnasel o'ol hut hatoma loike. If you go into an o'ol tame, he gets Malkus. V'sham biyarnu, she'ein akum mitamim ba'oyel. An ovid kachavim and non-Jew is not mitamim ba'oyel. U'lufichach kivreiseim tahorim u'mutter l'koin l'konis l'sham. A koin could go in v'lidroch al kivreiseim and could talk come into contact with their kever, because a non-Jew is not metame be'oy. That is the shita of the Rambam. This is supported by the following Gemara. Take a look at an interesting Gemara, Makom number 9. Ashkechei Rabba Baravua le'eliyahu dekar be'beis ha'kfaros shel nachum. Rabba Baravua was walking around the Beis HaKfaros, the non-Jewish cemetery, and he bumps into none other than Eliyahu Hanavi. So he was in the middle of the tough sugya, and he asked him a shayla on a tough sugya in Choshen Mishpah. So Amr Lay, after they finished that conversation, he says, by the way, Eliyahu Novi, lav koyin humari, aren't you a koyin? Seems to be a machlokes amongst Chazal whether Eliyahu Novi was a koyin, but there's a prominent shita that Eliyahu Novi is a koyin. What are you doing in the Beis HaKfaros of a non-Jew? You're a koyin. Seems like a valid question. My time a koi mar be beis hakfaros. What are you doing in the cemetery? Omer lei loy masi mar taras.
He's already dead.
So that's a good question that many.
Leo's already gone.
That's a good question that many deal with, but that's the topic of a whole different shir. To what extent? Leo never died.
Louis, he was resurrected.
So. Well, that question we'll deal with maybe another time. But right now, we're going to go through Gemara at face value, that there's a problem with Eliyahu, who's a Kohen, coming into contact with a dead body. So he says, aren't you a Kohen? So Eliyahu says, I don't understand. You never learned, you're one of the biggest Talmid Chacham of the Dor. You never learned Taras? If you learned Taras, this would be simple to you. Why? He says as follows. Amr Leiloi Masni Mar Taras. You never learned to say the Taras. Titania, Rib Shimba Yachai Oim, Rib Shimba Yachai holds Kivrain Shal Nachrim Eimetamit. Shenemar, as we see, Atem Kruim Adem Vlad, Ve'en Oimte Kochav, Ein Nachrim Kruim Adem. So why are you asking me why I'm in the Beis HaKfaros? I'm in the Beis HaKfaros because it's a non-Jewish cemetery. It's a non-Jewish cemetery, so there's no problem whatsoever. So obviously you didn't learn Taras because you would know the Shita of Rib Shimba Yachai. So again, from this Gemara, it would seem like we paskin like Rib Shimba Yachai. Comes Tosis and says, no, not so quickly. Mishum de'elyo, it's a complicated tesis, but what's important for us is Mishum de'elyo, de'chuye ha'vemarche. He wasn't really answering Aliba the Emes, because we really don't pass on like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. We hold that an oyve kochavim is mitame even ba'oya. So if that's the case, so why was he pushing him off? So this tesis, Mishum de'elyo, de'chuye ha'vemarche. He was pushing him off. And he should have answered something better. How do I know that he was just pushing him off? Because what he responded to him, he said, are not metamim, but oil. Even though we don't paskin like him, we take a look at the Mishnah in Olos, the Shita of the Reshbag, who argues on Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So comes Tosfos and says that we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So now we have two Shitas. One Shita says, we pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you don't have to be nervous about a non-Jewish corpse. Coming into contact. The other Shita, Rav Shimon Bar Gamliel, like Tosfos, said, no, you do have to be nervous. And this is two Shitas in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at Mar Mokum number 13. Kivrei Oivde Kochavim Nochon Lizar HaKonech Meleim. He says it's proper the person should be concerned, because that's the Shita of Tosfos. Afa Pisha Yesh Mekilim, even though the Rambam was Mekil, Paskin like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, V'nochon Lahachmer, it's good to be Machmer. So, we have two Shitas in Shulchan Aruch. Is it Aser for a Kohen to go in the same room as a non-Jewish body? Machlekes between the Rambam and the Tosfos, two Shitas in Shulchan Aruch, Nochon Lahachmer, but probably Me'ikar Adin we'd be Mekil. But again, none of this really helps us, because even if you're going to be Mekil, that's only with regards to being in the same room. Let's say a person comes and he says, I'm a Kohen, I want to touch the cadaver, I'm not going to pass the class unless I can touch it. So what do I do? So the only thing we have to stand on right now is the Shita of the Urim. We said the Shita of the Urim is that when it comes to a Kohen, he's able to, when it comes to a non-Jew, a Kohen can come into contact with the tuma of a non-Jew, no problem, doesn't matter if he's in the same room, doesn't matter if he's touching it, doesn't matter what's going on. How does the Urim deal with the Gemara? The Gemara clearly said that when it came to touching and carrying, it is a problem. So let's take a look at the Hagos Maimonides, Marmakam number 11. V'chein kosav b'sefer ha'yireyim. D'kaim alon k'rib shimon b'yuchai. Ma'achar she'eliyahu zal osa ma'isu. We pass like k'rib shimon b'yuchai, because that's who Eliyahu Navi clearly passed like. K'di'izim ha'matziyah, like we saw in Ba'matziyah, Perek ha'makau. Omnim polagalei b'chad. She'kos kevam devo me'tami b'owel b'magal b'masa nomi lo me'tami. Says the Yireyim, a tremendous chidsh. What did the Gemara tell me in... What did the Gemara in Yevamos tell me? The Gemara in Yevamos said that an Oyve Kochavim, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is not Tomei B'Ohel. But it is Metamei through touching. Not Metamei B'Ohel, but it is Metamei through touching. Now, is a Koyin Oster to become Tomei in every type of Tumah? No, there are many Tumahs where a Koyin could become Tomei. It's not Oster for him. He's still Tomei, but it's not Oster. It's Oster for a Koyin to become Tomei, Tumas makes. If an Kohen comes into contact with a nevela, the nevela, corpse of an animal, so he's Tame, Tumas nevela, but he's not, it's not Usser for him to do that. The only thing which there is an Isser for is to come into contact Tumas makes. So comes the Urim and tells us, what is Tumas makes? Tumas makes means by definition something which is Mitame Be'oel. If it's Tame Be'oel, that means that it's Tumas makes, a Kohen is Usser to come into contact with him. If he's not mitame ba'oil, that means that he could become make you as tummy as he wants, but at the end of the day, it's not called tummy mix. So, it's true, says the Yirei, that a non-Jewish body is mitame through touching it, and it is mitame through carrying it, but so is the body of an animal. Those things are mitame, it's still not usher for a koyin. So, just because it is mitame does not mean that it's going to be usher for a koyin. So how do I know if it's usher for a Kohen? If it's mitame ba'oyel. If it's not mitame ba'oyel, that means it's not usher for a Kohen. So says Yireya, you're right, that the body of a non-Jew will be mitame through touching, and will be mitame through carrying, but those tumas are not usher for a Kohen to engage in. So Kohen is only usher to engage in tumas meis, and therefore this is not tumas meis. How do I know it's not tumas meis? Because it's not mitame ba'oyel. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. So we have the Shita of Yireya, that says that when it comes to the body of a non-Jew, no problem, a Kohen is allowed to come into contact. So we have two Shitas. Both Shitas are minority opinions. So let's see if we can work anything out. We have the Shita of the Ravid that says, Bizman Azeh, Kohanim could do what they want because they're already tummy. We have the Yeshita of the Uraim that says if you're talking about a non-Jewish body, you could come into contact with a non-Jewish body. But at the end of the day, these are two Shitas Yechidos, two rejected opinions. So where do we go from here? So here is where the Pesachei Tshuva comes in. Take a look at
this. How does a Kohen go visit somebody in a hospital?
So it depends. It's a very good question. I mean, because it depends on what hospital it is. A Kohen should have to do research before he goes into a hospital. Anytime he goes into a hospital, there are certain hospitals where it's mutter, depending on where the morgue is, and depending on which unit he's in, the sick person it is, depending on, again, it's very complicated halachas in the Mishnayos in Taras, but depending on how the building is constructed, there is a way to construct buildings where there's not a problem where it's sort of mafsik the tumah, and therefore you don't have to be nervous on the other side of the building. But very often, it could be a problem. So depending on where the kohen is going, he should be very careful. So it's a good point. So we have two shitas, two rejected shitas. Could we do anything with these shitas? We have the shita of the Raivid, that bismanazah, there's no problem. We have a shita of the Urayim, that with non-Jewish corpse, it's not a problem. So what are we going to do? Comes the Pesachei Tshuva, Maramakam number 14, and tells us as follows. V'nochan lahachmer. I am the Dagum Ravava. Dagum Ravava were the glosses on Shulchan Aruch written by the Noida B'Yehuda. So the Dagum Ravava says as follows. Uvidas haraivin. The Shita of the Raivin, we've been discussing. That is Manazah, not an issue. Perek came in Yezirus HaLachitzayin. Dehecha shekvar tamei shuv ein muzer al hatumah. That when you're already tamei, you don't have to be nervous about the tumah. Im kein kaihanim bizman hazeh, ein a muzar mal tumah. Ve'afdi lo kaimu lem kaya raivin. And even though we don't paskin like the raivin, mikom akom b'meis oive kochavim, Ika sveik sveika. Says the Dalga Ravava, I'll give you a sveik sveika. What's a sveik sveika? Based on what we've said so far in this year, should be able to figure out the sveik sveika. You have a safek, maybe we go like the Raivid, that Bismanazah is not Aser. And we have a safek, and maybe you go like the Uraim, that Oivde Kachavim are not a problem. Shouldn't be, right? Seems like a very valid sveik sveika. Where did this sveik sveika originate? Who is the first person to come up with this sveik sveika? This sveik sveika was born by the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech was asked the following question. They were dealing with mummies. And the Jews had gotten into the mummy business. And many of the Jews were involved in mummies. And then they realized, what is their problem of Kohanim getting involved in this business? So they asked the Shaila to the Mishnah Melech. So Mishnah Melech has a long, long Mishnah Melech. He deals with a lot of different aspects, what the issue could be. Is there a problem of doing business with these bodies? You know, a body is asur b'hanah. Are you allowed to do business with dead bodies? That's part of the shayla. Then he says, let's say you're a kohen. Would it be a problem for a kohen? The Mishnah Melech says, well, maybe we could say there's a sveik sveika. What's a sveik sveika? First of all, maybe like the raivit, bismanazah, there's no issue. Second of all, mummies, what are we talking about? Right? Unless we go back to a few weeks ago, Parsha, right? In Mitzrayim, we're talking about mummies that were non-Jews. So I have a
So
very good. So the Mishnah Melech says I have a good sveika. So he says not such a good sveika because I can't just take any two das yochid, right? Any two singular opinions and put them together and say a sveika. So everything I can always find a rishon that will say over there is mutter and a rishon that will say because of this mutter. I put them together. I have a sveika. So the Mishnah Melech rejects this sveika. So Dagon Ravava says, okay, I understood the Mishnah Melech rejected that sveik sveika in that context, but maybe we have something to work with over here. What do we have to work with? Says the Dagon Ravava as follows. Let's continue. Ika sveik sveika v'chei nirlan yizdaitet demisharotza lismach bezela hokel le'inyin tumas oel ein mochin biyon. Says the Dagon Ravava. I agree with the Mishnah Melech that we can't be somich on the shita of the Uraim, that tumas oivet that oivet kochavim is not metamet. But everyone seems to agree, except for Tosfos, the Rambam Paskin, that a non-Jew is not metamei ba'olam. So in terms of touching the body, I won't let you touch the cadaver. But in terms of being in the room, in terms of observing someone else touching the cadaver, being in the room of the dead body, I should have the sveik sveika. I have the suffix of the Raivid, that Bisman is that's not a problem. And now I have the suffix of maybe we pass in like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that when it comes to non-Jews, there's no problem of Tumas Oya. This is the suggestion of the Dagom Ravava. So if you take a look at this Dagam Ravava in Shulchan Aruch, it's very interesting. Because he writes his whole suggestion, and then afterwards he says, I take it back. Now why does he take it back? So this is fascinating. He takes back his heter because of the tshuva that we started out with 2 weeks ago and last week of the Chassam Sofer. That's the very tshuva. The Chassam Sofer writes as follows. Go back to Mar Makom number 3. Where the Chassam Sofer writes as follows, on the first line, towards the end of the first line. The Ayin B'Dagal Mirvava. Take a look at the Nevi Yehuda and Dagal Mirvava. And he says as follows, Amar Yechezkel, Unne Harina Kad Havina Tali Yutzik Mayim Ayidei Mori Chosin Shebekahuna HaGadol Moreno HaRav, the famous Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, Reb Nosson Adler. He says, when I was serving Reb Nosson Adler, Shnas Tov Kov Mem Gimel, Ba'avarnu Derech Prag. We passed through Prague, and who was the Rav at the time in Prague? None other than the Noidib Yehuda. So Ra'a Pnei Hagoy Noidib Yehuda. We met up with the Noidib Yehuda Zatzah. You see how it was a Torah's Chaim. It was a dynamic, isn't it? These things, we just read through it. We think these happened in 2 minutes, but this was a whole debate. So they meet, they're going on the journey, and they meet the Noidib Yehuda. What are you going to do when you have Reb Nosson Adler, Chassam Sofer, Noidib Yehuda? What are you schmoozing about? Yishmuz and learning. So what was the shaila at hand? V'hoyo pulpulam b'divrei raivit. They were discussing this shita of the raivit, of kaihanet bizman hazeh. Is there an isser to come into contact with Mason? V'anoydib Yehuda hiru l'mari. The noydib Yehuda shows from Nosson Adler, one of the Gdei Ador, shows him as follows. That's al es asher kosev al ginyonya. Take a look at what I wrote on the side of my Shulchan Aruch in Dagon Rebava, that we should have a sfeik sfeika. If it's talking about Tumas Oyel, a person wants to go to a museum, he wants to see a museum where there might be mummies, a kohen wants to go, he has a sfeik sfeika. Sfeik, maybe this man is there, it's not a problem like to write it. Sfeik, it's only Tumas Oyel when we come to Oyel Kachav. So the Rebbe Yehuda shows this kula, this sfeik sfeika, to Reb Nosson Adler. Reb Nosson Adler disagrees. Here the Mari is atzal sa shekasa al kiyoynei. Mari v'rabbis al pilpel alav v'nifridu zemi zeh v'hechliful pilpolim. There was a rischa d'araisa. They had an argument al yota, and they kept going back and forth. And I was the messenger going back between them. V'ayini ha'yisi mitzi u'mevi hadvarim. I was bringing the messages, the letters back and forth. V'oz chazar bo hagoy noydib Yehuda. Then the noydib Yehuda was chazer from what he said. Why was he chazer? Behoisiv al Gideon, and he adds on to his notes in the side of the Shulchan Aruch. When we have this, you open up the Shulchan Aruch, Dagon Ravava, he writes his whole Sveik Sveika, and then he says, Omar Yecheskel, I am Chozer from what I said before. Why was he Chozer? Says the Chassam Sofer, Ani bin Oni Achazman, Kemo Shleshim Shanem, Matsasi Shekain Kosov HaRaivid Bitumim Deim. The Raivid wrote another Sefer. The Raivid didn't simply write his glosses on the Rambam, the Raivid wrote another Sefer Tumim Deim. And in that Sefer Tumim Deim, the Raivid is clear that he never meant that Bizman HaZeh, there's no problem for a Kohen to become in contact with a mace. All the Raivid meant is that Bizman HaZeh, you're not going to give him Malkus. But of course, there's still an Issen. Once we have the Raivid saying that...
Bizman mean you give Malkus without Sanhed?
No. He wouldn't be Chayiv, since there's no Chiyiv Malkus. But even though there's no Chiyiv, it's still Aser. All the Gemara Nazir was talking about, if you're still Tameh, that gets you off out of the Chiyav. So you might not be Chayav Malkus anymore, but it's still Aser. So once we see the Raivin say that, so then everything unravels, says the Dagon Ravava. The Raivin, our whole basis for this whole Heter, the entire Shir, was that the Raivin holds Bizman HaZeh it's Mutter because Kohanim are Tameh Meis. So if that's the case, we have what to work with. But the minute that we say, the Raivin never said that it was Mutter. So the Raivid simply said that you're not going to be chayiv if you're over it, but it's still usr. So now we don't even have the Raivid to work with. The Noyib Yehuda was chayiv, and Chassam Sofer says, I showed him that the Raivid himself clearly says that it's still usr. So for most people, the conversation ends here. However, there is still more to talk about. We will pick up with next week. There's one other blitz made by Rav Gorin to try to matter, try to permit a Kohen to go to medical school. This is something I spoke with this a Kohen who's a doctor this week, and he said he got a tshuva written, handwritten, from Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog allowed him, and presumably the Rav Herzog's kula was based on what we will see next week from Rav Gorin. So the main tshuvas that discuss this issue are discuss the issue as we have dealt with it tonight. and that is all they deal with. They deal with the sheet of the Raivit, whether that could be used to be Mekel, that Bisman is there, everyone's Tame. They deal with the sheet of the Urayan, that perhaps non-Jews are not Mitame. In the end, they back out from both, and they say, we can't come up, we can't construct a Kula. Next week, we will discuss this third very creative idea from Rav Goren to try to permit it, and then we will continue to, let's say, a Kayan did go to medical school, does it do anything to his kahuna? And then at that point, we will take a look at a tshuva written by Rav David Zvi Hachman and take a closer look into the fascinating